Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First off, I want to thank Mr. Rooney, Mr. Colbert, and Coach Tomlin for giving me a chance to be a part of this great organization. And I'm here. I'm locked in. I'm all Pittsburgh, and I'm ready to get ready to meet all my new teammates and do whatever it takes to help the team win.
Open up the questions.
What was it like going back and forth, different quarterback situations the past few years?
It was pretty tough. I mean, it's just something that you had to try to get used to. Just different throws, different ways of getting the ball, just seeing just the different ways guys do throw the ball and just not having that one guy. So, I mean, it was kind of difficult, but it was something that we knew that was coming and we had to try to get used to it.
You looking forward to that stability here?
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to playing with Ben, Hall of Fame guy. Get a chance to play some years with him and catch a lot of balls.
Why is Pittsburgh an attractive place in free agency?
I got a few guys that I know that's here. Just playing here every year and seeing the fans, seeing the way that they come out and support the guys. And like I said, having a quarterback like Ben, and it's always been a dream to play with a guy like that and come to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, that's my dad's favorite team. So when I had a chance, I was happy and I was ready for it.
Who were some of the guys that you know?
Mike Hilton. I played with Mike at Ole Miss, and LeVon Hooks, I played with him. And when Sanquez was here, I played with Sanquez, and he had nothing but great things to say about the organization. So, I mean, all those guys had great things to say, so I'm here and I'm ready to go.
Dante, what did the Steelers tell you what your role will be in the offense?
I'm going to play pretty much all the positions. Come in and do whatever it takes. X, Z, F, whatever they want to put me at, and just come out and make plays and gain trust from Ben. And wherever they use me, they'll put me in. Learn the offense quick, and everything can go from there.
There are going to be people who look at this and say, okay, Antonio Brown is gone. They brought in Dante Moncrief. Dante Moncrief's going to be the replacement for Antonio Brown. What do you say to those people?
I just tell them Dante is going to be Dante. AB, like anybody knows, he's one of the best or is the best to ever play this game. And you can't try to be what he was. You only can be what you are. And I'm going to come in and play the role that I can play, make the plays that I can make, and do whatever it takes to make this team better.
When you came into Indianapolis as a rookie, a lot of expectations on you. Was that tough to handle at first? How much people were expecting from you early in your career?
I had Reggie. Reggie Wayne was in the room, so he was able to mentor me and like push me and tell me about things about Andy. So just having him in the room has been a mentor. It helped me, helped my game a lot. And the way that he pushed me every day, I can say so many things about Reggie, the way that he helped me. So, I mean, just having Reggie and the older guy in the room that I could look up to, it was made it easy.
As things stand now, you're the old guy in that receiver room here.
Yeah.
You thought about that at all?
Yeah, it's kind of weird just being 25 and you're the oldest guy in the room. So just thinking about that. I mean, like I said, I guess I had to be the mentor guy, the guy to push guys and make sure guys do things right. I mean, like Coach said already, it's a great room. You have guys like Juju Smith-Schuster who's doing things that a lot of young guys can't do. You have a lot of other guys that's hardworking, young guys who's going to keep me young and push me and motivate me and make me go fast every day. So it's going to be a fun room, fun time, and I'm ready to get with those guys and show them what I can do.
What's the story behind your dad being a Steeler
fan? I don't know. He always been a Steeler fan, man. He liked Hines Ward and Jerome Bettis and all those guys. And it's crazy, like 4 weeks before I even signed, he told me I was coming here. So when I got the call and they told me it was Pittsburgh and my agent told me what it was going to be, I knew he was going to be like, I told you so. So when it happened, man, I was happy. I called Mike Hilton and first thing he said was, I'm about to hang up if you're not coming. So when I told him I was coming, he was happy. He was ready to compete and we're going to go at it. For sure, man, I'm going to go at it.
What was your dad's reaction?
My dad's happy. He's super happy. All he talked about the Steelers 24. Even when I was in Indy, we played the Steelers. Like he said, he'll root for me, but he's still going for the Steelers to win. So I'm a Steeler now, so now we can get on the same boat.
Which guys have you heard from on the team?
I talked to Ben earlier, probably like time I made it, he texted me. He called at first, and I couldn't answer because I was in the doctor office. Then he texted me, and man, that was exciting getting a message from Ben Roethlisberger, the quarterback. And like he said, man, he's just ready to get going, ready to get some chemistry and lock in on the plays and get ready. And Kevin Hayward wrote me on social media and was like, "Welcome to the band." So I guess he wants me to keep the guitar going a little bit. So I'm ready to meet those guys, man, to show them what I can do.
Cool. What did Ben tell you?
Man, he was just telling me how he's ready to get going. He's ready to get ready to make some plays and get some throws in and meet up in the offseason and get some chemistry going, early so when they roll over to the season.
Dante, you mentioned playing every position in this offense. When you were with the Colts and the Jaguars, did you run a lot of go routes? Because this team needs a down-the-field threat at this point. What was your skill set with your previous two
seasons? In Indianapolis, I ran a lot of deep balls, for sure. But they moved me around a lot. They wanted to make sure I could run all the routes. And then when I got to Jacksonville, it was the same thing. Most of the things we threw was goals. A lot of shallows and things like that. So I pretty much can do pretty much of all the things that they asked me to do. Whatever they want me to do, I'm willing to try, willing to learn it, and perfect my craft at it and be great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.